This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
What? No, what?
I had a dream last night.
All right, we'll get you a buzz of the news right now. Buzz, do you know anything about Paris Hilton today?
I do. You mentioned Meredith Vieira.
Everybody can suck it.
Earlier, the Today Show and NBC and Paris Hilton have come to terms, have come to an agreement so that when Paris gets out of jail on Monday, NBC has agreed to pay her $1 million for an exclusive interview.
I'm so glad.
And part of the deal, by the way, is that she won't talk to Matt Lauer because she feels Matt said unkind things about her on the air.
Let me just, I mean, we were talking about Meredith Vieira during the commercials,
yes, right?
Just about how she's hot as balls.
Uh-huh.
And I had actually just written myself a note. Didn't know if you had that in the news. I think it's interesting because the person that got screwed in this is Barbara Walters, who spent 2 weeks kissing Paris Hilton's ass every day on TV.
You know,
TV.
She wanted that exclusive, too. She really did. But I think probably the money issue came down to it, too.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely.
Oh, one other piece of show business news to mention today. William Shatner, very upset about not being asked to appear in the next Star Trek movie. He's even more upset to hear that Leonard Nimoy has been invited. Shatner has not. No explanation yet, but we hear Shatner is very upset about this.
Denny Crane.
Oh, and here's another great thing about America. You can tell your boss to F off, and the government will stand behind you, even help you pay your bills.
How you doing, Michael Hughes?
Here's the how and why. You cannot collect unemployment checks if you get fired from your job for misconduct. But in Minnesota, a panel of judges has ruled that telling your boss to F off is not sufficient misconduct for termination. The sales manager at a car dealership told a car washer to pick up trash around the dealership. The car washer told his boss, I'm busy, F off. The judges ruled that that was a one-time incident that had no adverse impact on the employer. The guy gets his unemployment checks.
Wow.
Everybody just needs to, you gonna got a call to make?
Yeah.
We'll cover up the number.
All
right, should be connected now.
I know you're all waiting. It's not Beth Ann McBride.
No.
No, I don't. I believe. I think I know who it is.
Michael Hughes.
F you. Okay. All right, Tom.
Some pictures.
I know, it's funny.
Yeah. We needed that.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody just needs to chill out.
Michael Hughes.
Perfect timing.
Maybe with a nice beer sickle. In Alexandria, Virginia, that quaint little suburb of Washington, D.C., a restaurant is taking some heat from the State Alcohol Control Board for selling beer sickles.
Mm.
For $4, you can get one that's shaped like a traditional popsicle. $6 will get you the big beer cone.
Yum.
The state's alcohol police are poring over regulations that say beer has to be served in its original container or must be served to the customer immediately once it's poured. So there must be a violation in there somewhere. There must be. In addition to protecting the public from the dangers of alcohol, the Virginia ABC also in charge of shutting down anything that might resemble fun.
Well, we certainly have had lots of good experiences with them. They're the single reason we don't do our Las Vegas-style shows anymore.
And here we are.
Mike, I just wanted to make sure your microphone was still on.
Mike
O'Hara. You own a restaurant, don't you?
Yes.
That's the quietest answer you'll ever hear.
You are their bitch, aren't you? It's okay.
No.
Kind of you are.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
Yeah, there you go.
Denny Crane. Let me ask you this. If you take yourself out of the restaurant business for a second.
No.
Hold on a second.
You're asking me to do something I'm not going to do.
I'm not going to ask you to say anything bad about the ABC board. I swear to God.
Don't have anything to say. Yes, what? What?
What do you think, really, about beer popsicles?
I have no opinion.
I mean, not for your restaurant or anything, just in general.
I'd rather drink it liquid. I'd rather chug because, it.
In the original container. Because,
I mean, it's playing with it. The idea?
Yeah.
Seriously, the idea?
Because I saw
dumb idea.
I saw it on TV yesterday.
Yeah, beer pops, dumb idea. And you know, you agree as a beer drinker?
I agree. I think it's cute and everything, but it's like a drinking game.
Yeah, cute.
You shouldn't need something ever than the beer.
But here's the thing.
It's gimmicky.
Yeah.
What if you're on a long drive?
Oh, then it might be a great idea. Like, I know what you're talking about, to keep it ice cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you get the same thing, really, if a popsicle is going to melt faster.
And also, you know, one of the key parts of a beer is the carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like flat
Absolutely.
Beer? No. I mean, the flavor of beer is good.
I think it would be a little gross.
Because the discussion in my house was like this. Mm-hmm. Would you have a vodka lollipop if you could? And I said, yes.
Yeah.
Would you have a...
Different.
Wait, yeah, but hold on. Mm-hmm. Would you have a vodka popsicle? Well, yes, I would, but you can't freeze vodka, correct?
Right. No.
Right.
So then I was getting into discussion, well, what about if you could you make vodka ice cubes?
Here's the deal. It's easy. This is an easy answer. You know what I like frozen? I like the foo-foo stuff, like strawberry daiquiris, frozen margaritas, the sweet stuff. Beer, not so good. Not so good frozen. Mm-hmm.
Beer is perfect as
cold
it is.
And liquid,
but
don't mess with it.
But for someone like me who is not a beer aficionado...
Mm-hmm. You're not going to like a beer popsicle either. No.
You don't think so?
No, no way.
No, and I'll tell you this. Have you ever had left a beer in the freezer
mm-hmm.
and opened it and you got a little bit of ice in it?
It's almost unconsumable.
Yeah, I've thrown away a Beck's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That had to be.
Right, you know, I've been around a frozen beer, too. It's when you put it in a freezer for a quick and it gets frozen and it's just,
It changes it. It changes it chemically. Right.
Very, very gross.
Yeah. I wonder how many of those you'd have to suck to get off, though.
Same as, you'd have to have six. Because they'd be small, right?
And I'd have to wonder what the alcohol content is.
That was what I was wondering.
If there's too much alcohol, it won't freeze.
I don't know. I think you'd have to double up whatever the 12-ounce. How much is 12 ounces of popsicles?
12 ounces of popsicles.
You'd have, four popsicles to get one beer, right?
I would imagine, unless they made it somehow strong. Beer is, 5% alcohol.
Yeah, roughly. That's and beer is food, right?
And food is good.
Right.
God bless us.
And here we are in the thick of barbecue and picnic season, so what better topic than the five-second rule? Turns out we have more than 5 seconds. A new study at Connecticut College shows that you have 30 seconds to pick up food from the floor before it gets contaminated.
Doesn't that really depend on the floor?
With what researchers call rogue bacteria. I would think so, yes. But they tested different kinds of food. They tested both wet food and dry food. In this case, apple slices and Skittles.
What if it was dry before it went on the floor? Then it was wet when you picked it back up.
That's not
3 second rule's fine.
Not a good sign.
The wet floor. What if it was on that flight that was coming in from Denmark?
Oh.
You know where they should do this test is the bathroom in Fairfax WJFK.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. Do you remember that was like...
Hey, you know what? I got news for you, fellas. Ours is going to be a tie pretty soon. You know, really, we get it clean once a week. I would take the black light to our bathroom right now.
It was clean today.
And it was clean today.
Yes.
I would still take the black light to it.
Really?
Yes.
Were you in there playing fireman or something?
No, just in general. Not on the, Fridays or Thursdays. When do they come normally? On Wednesday?
Wednesdays or Thursdays, yeah. Right.
Catch it middle of the week, like a Wednesday,
Monday night?
Yeah. Or maybe it'll be like that scene in Ocean's 13.
Exactly. When the bacteria, God, that's so gross.
A great scene in that movie is
It's probably the best part of the movie.
George Clooney and one of his buddies go into the hotel room to ruin the Zagat rating for Al Pacino, and they DNA up everything in the hotel room. And when the real guy goes in later to give it the black light test, hi John,
I'll bring in a back light tomorrow. We can check it out.
Well, good. Cool. We'll check our bathroom out. They show the bugs crawling. That's the thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's such a great special effects because he's got the CSI light, and you see it's almost an infrared, and you see the bacteria, and it's so much, and it's moving that he goes and jumps up. That's the funniest part of that.
Great moment of that movie.
Yeah, really, really good.
Well, in the 5 second rule test, the apples held up well. It took a minimum of 30 seconds to attract bacteria. The Skittles, because of their hard protective coating, remained impervious to rogue bacteria for 5 minutes. We assume they used a relatively clean simulation of a kitchen floor. And on this first day of summer, a lot of folks are headed for the beach. Some of them will worry about sharks, but these people are focused on the wrong danger. A new report says beach sand is a bigger threat to your life than sharks. From 1990 until now, only a dozen Americans have died of shark attacks, but 16 people over that same period have died from sand. Buried alive by collapsing tunnels and sinkholes with a quicksand effect that makes you difficult to rescue. Statistically, 12-year-old boys are the most likely victims.
If you don't have an education, then you can't hardly get a job.
The vast majority of victims are male between the ages of 3 and 21, so go ahead, doze off. I double dog dare
you. You've been going to the beach your whole... I mean, you live down there.
I love Ocean City.
What the hell? Have you ever heard anything like this?
Never. It's more Buzz's made-up news.
Oh. I haven't seen Joe. Where is he?
If you like that, you're going to love Tasered Man Bursts into Flames when we continue.
Thank you, Buzz. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up!
Who he?
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know our motto.
Don't change that channel. More crap's a coming.
Oh, we're sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this song.
It's your birthday present.
Thank you.
And now here's a buzz. Your birthday present a day early. Buddy.
Thank you. I like this. Yeah.
Hi there, Buzz.
I really don't like it. I've just made jokes about it. It sticks in my head. I'm excited for tomorrow.
You love everything Will Smith, Mike.
Yes, parents just don't understand.
Will Smith.
His biggest fan. There's one very uncomfortable story today that's too fascinating to pass up.
What's that?
An angry mob has killed the passenger in a car
that accidentally
hit a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Happened in Austin, Texas at the Juneteenth Festival. That's a day for celebrating the freeing of the slaves in Texas in 1865. As many as 3,000 people were celebrating in the streets of Austin Tuesday night. It was a little chaotic. David Morales was riding in a car driven by a friend. They were pulling into the parking lot of an apartment complex when they realized they had struck this toddler. They immediately jumped out to help her, to check on her. And they were immediately attacked by about 20 men. The driver got away. The passenger, David Morales, I mentioned, beaten to death. The little girl is going to be okay. Police are still trying to identify the vigilantes. We give cops a certain amount of slack for having to find proper solutions in quick and dangerous situations, but the cops in San Angelo, Texas, knew that 47-year-old Juan Lopez had domestic troubles and that he'd threatened to burn down his house with him in it.
What was his name?
Juan Lopez.
Guilty.
Let's say...
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing a word association.
No, we weren't.
You've spoken out of turn. play along. Let's say you're the cop facing...
Guilty.
Let's say you're a cop...
I'm sorry. I was late.
Say you're a cop facing a crazed Juan Lopez. First, you have to subdue him. The taser might be perfect.
Taser?
Except for one thing.
You know who you wouldn't want a taser?
Who?
Is Juan Valdez.
That's true.
That's right.
Because, hey, where are you going to get your morning Joe after that?
You'll roast his beans.
Mm-hmm.
Taser, perhaps, maybe, for subduing Juan Lopez. Except for one thing. Here's why that might not be a bad idea. Juan had just doused himself with gasoline.
Juan.
What could possibly go wrong? Well, it did. The Texas Texas Rangers.
What makes a Nazi?
I'm sorry, Pixie is right next to the Nazi.
Pixie Crane.
What makes a Nazi?
Hey! The Texas Rangers are investigating. In their fellow officer's defense, they point out there was also a cigarette lighter on that porch, so quoting the Texas Rangers...
Oh, please, why not ask the Montreal Expos their opinion?
Yeah, and there was a thunderstorm coming.
Uh-huh. So quoting the Texas Rangers, we don't know what started the fire.
Why not ask the Oakland A's?
Those people that maintain order in Oakland, California.
Right.
See, Texas Rangers, that's the baseball team. Too.
Yes, also, in addition to being a law enforcement
Texas Rangers,
agency.
Yeah. That named after the organization, right?
Right. Yeah, Ranger.
Sure.
You know,
exactly. Great name for a ball club, too, in my opinion.
The Rangers.
Texas Rangers.
I agree.
Walker, Texas.
Better fit than the New York Rangers.
Oh, absolutely.
Much
there were no guys with cowboy hats in New York City.
Well, there's the naked cowboy. There's
That's
a,
it.
He's not really naked. He just has underpants
But
on.
He came a long time after the New York Rangers.
But God, what a good-looking man.
He looks just like Peter North.
Stop it.
And finally, there it is again. Finally, a sex trifecta. First, a 32-year-old Australian man was so hopped up on speed and so focused on pleasuring himself, he spent a good part of the day doing that. While he was still doing it, he walked in on his girlfriend, who was giving her 3-year-old a bath at the time. She ordered him out. He refused to go. He continued. So she stabbed him. Yeah. Police say that when they arrived to find the bleeding victim, he was still going at it. A British man has called, he called an emergency number to report that he was unable to remove the padlock from around his junk. Because the lock was sealed,
two in a row, Buzz.
Because the lock was sealed with super glue, firefighters used the jaws of life to remove the lock without harming the man parts.
Whoa.
In Columbia, South Carolina, early yesterday morning, a couple in their 20s was making love on the roof of a five-story building downtown. They apparently rolled off the building at some point and fell to their deaths.
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing. Pixie!
It's a kick I haven't tried yet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yes. Thank you, Buzz.
What happened in Kansas next week?
No.
All right, you cats. We'll see you tomorrow, okay? Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
I'm really busy, but I'd like to take a moment. Say hi to my kid. Thanks for coming by.
10 games.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.